From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and South Korean President Park Geun-hye will hold a trilateral gathering Thursday on the sidelines of a nuclear security summit in Washington. It is the first time these leaders have met since the United Nations imposed new sanctions on North Korea following that nation's fourth nuclear test. The U.S. and its Asian allies are strongly committed to taking a tough sanctions-based approach to pressure North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. They plan to discuss China's level of commitment to that strategy. 70-year-old U Tin Hyo took the oath of office Wednesday during a brief ceremony before a joint session of Myanmar's parliament. The ceremony marks the end of military rule in Myanmar, dating back to 1962. In his inaugural speech, the new president vowed to change the current constitution so it fully embraces democratic standards. The U.S. military said Wednesday it plans to increase its military presence in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. The Pentagon says it intends to deploy a brigade combat team on a rotational basis next February, along with a full set of equipment to NATO's eastern borders. The U.S. command says rotations will bring the U.S. military presence in Europe to three fully manned combat brigades. A woman in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi has pleaded guilty to trying to join the Islamic State militant group in Syria. Jalen Young admitted to her crime to a federal judge in Aberdeen, Mississippi, Tuesday, pleading guilty to one count of conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian chief said Wednesday, since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to countries worldwide to provide housing for nearly a half million of the most vulnerable Syrian refugees. Lisa Schlein reports.
Countries neighboring Syria are bearing the brunt of the Syrian refugee crisis. They are hosting 4.8 million refugees. The UN Refugee Agency says other nations must shoulder some of the burden. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says his agency aims to resettle one-tenth, or about 480,000 of the refugees, over the next 3 years. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
French President François Hollande announced Wednesday he has abandoned his plan for a constitutional provision that would strip the citizenship from French-born terrorists. He first proposed the change after the November terrorist attacks in Paris, but France's Senate and National Assembly were not able to agree on a text. Police found images and floor plans of the Belgian Prime Minister's office and residence on a laptop computer discarded in a garbage bin near an apartment used by the suspects in last week's Brussels attacks. Several Belgian newspapers reported Wednesday that the laptop was found during a raid in the Schaerbeek neighborhood several hours after the attack. The European Union has criticized Turkey for summoning the German ambassador to protest a song mocking President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. During a press briefing Wednesday, spokeswoman Mina Adriva said the move does not seem to be in line with the EU values of upholding the freedom of press and the freedom of expression. Turkey is an aspiring candidate for EU membership. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff lashed out at critics trying to impeach her Wednesday. Ms. Rousseff said in a Brazilian news conference that her opponents were trying to carry out a coup against her. She said she would continue to advance social programs in the face of an ongoing recession. Opposition lawmakers accuse her of illegally borrowing money to boost public spending to mask the severity of the country's economic downturn during her 2014 re-election campaign. A court in Bangladesh issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Khaleda Zia Wednesday. The warrant is connected to the 2015 firebombing of a bus that killed two people and injured many others. The former prime minister and 27 other leaders of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party are accused of instigating the bombing. A spokesman for the BNP called the charges laughable. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. European markets also up. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.